There's only one way to God in heaven. Question is, are you on the road to eternal life with Jesus or not? Sound Doctrine is next.
Your Spirit leads me on, and I'm running after you. I'll leave behind the worthless lies, and I'm trading them for priceless truth.
Hey, you ever gone down the wrong way on a one-way street? After a few dirty looks, you realize you're going the wrong way. Maybe spiritually speaking, that'll be the case for you today. After you listen to today's message, you just may come to realize you're going the wrong way in life. Today on Sound Doctrine, we'll hear of two gates, the wide, broad, easy way, and then there's the narrow, hard way that few follow. If you're going the wrong way, Pastor Jeff Johnson will explain how we can turn around and get on the one-way road to heaven. Turn with us to Matthew chapter 7.
It isn't easy salvation I'm talking about, or Jesus is talking about. It's not greasy grace or sloppy agape. This is not what we're dealing with here. It's tough to die to the world and its ways. It's not easy. Nobody said it was going to be easy to leave yourself behind, to put off the old nature that has been so much a part of your life. Leaving the old man outside the gate. There's only one man at a time that goes in, and that is the new man. But here's where the illustration breaks down with the whole thing. And usually illustrations break down. So you go through with the new man, and somehow, some way, the old man gets through. How did that happen? And so we're exhorted to daily put him off. It's a daily thing. We put off the old man, not cast him out. Wouldn't it be great if we could just have the spirit of cigarettes cast out of us, you know? Come out. And I've been delivered, you know? Doesn't happen that way, does it? Or the spirit of lust. Come out. And the spirit comes out, you know, goes away. And you go, I'm delivered. Doesn't happen that way, does it? The reality of it is that he's saying you need to put off the old man, the spirit of lust, the things of the world. You need to do it in Jesus' name, and you'll have victory. Self and pride has no place in this new kingdom. That's why we began with, we are poor in spirit, bankrupt spiritually. You come in humbled into the kingdom of God, and then he begins to build you up from there. Pride is crushed at the gate. Someone said they saw a sign, leave, and here's what the sign said, leave yourself outside, and then you can come in. I like that. Leave yourself outside. That's what it's all about, isn't it? Me, myself, and I. Leave all three of those guys outside, and then come on in. To trust and obey is to die to self. And then we can begin to love as he loved. And it, again, it's a life of humility. It's a life of sacrifice. Over in Matthew 16, if you want to follow me for a moment. In Matthew 16, Jesus says in verse 24, when he said to his disciples, and he's saying the same thing to us this morning. Matthew 16, 24. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. So self is outside, crucified with Christ. Yet not I live, but Christ lives in me now. The life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. It's not me that lives anymore. I was nailed to the cross. Christ lives in me. It's a straight and narrow way. It's difficult. But it's the highest life anyone can ever live. It's hard. Now, anybody that says it's easy is selling you a bill of goods. This is not easy. To die to self, to let your flesh die, it's not easy. It's hard. Few enter, it says. Now, I understand there are fewer doctors of medicine than practitioners. There's a lot of people that like to practice on you. There's few true doctors of medicine. Few. For the surfer that's surfed many years and understands the waves and understands what's going on out there, to go out on a small day, everybody just is out there. I mean, they've all drugged their surfboards off the rack of their garage. They're dusty and the wax is all funky, and they're just all paddling out there going, oh, this is great, this is fun. And everybody's hitting each other and freaking out and yelling at each other, and it's a mess. But then when the big waves come in, there's very few in the lineup. And oh, that's a great time, because they can't handle that. There's only a few out there. Few who go for it. It's easy to go with the crowd. But the Christian life, there's a cost involved. In fact, we read about it, didn't we, in chapter 5 of Matthew, in verse 10. He says, blessed are you when you are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you, persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice, be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. So persecuted the prophets which were before you. You're in real good company, because it's not easy. You're going to be hated, criticized, misunderstood. Homes will be broken up spiritually. It's a narrow way. And because it is narrow, there's no vacation in this life. I just want to take a vacation, you know. I just want to kick back and just, you know, take a vacation. You know, vacations are usually, I just want to get away from everything and everybody and just kick back. A Christian never can do that. Never. Why? Because warfare goes on. It's spiritual warfare. It's a fight of faith, and the enemies are all around always. And the Lord is taking us through our journeys, and he says there's no, you know, chastening that seems to be pleasant for the time or joyous when the Lord is taking us through a valley and allowing some things to happen to us. But it's going to be yielding the peaceable fruit of righteousness in the time, and you're going to see it come to pass. It's just the dying to the flesh, dying to self and your will. It's just learning to say, not my will, but thine be done. That's all right. It's going to be tough, though. And then our battle is not with flesh and blood, but principality, spiritual wickedness in high places. It's a spiritual warfare. Many temptations on the road of life. So the Lord warns us. The Bible says, be on guard. Count the cost. He's come to save us from destruction. He's come to save us from judgment. He's come to save us from hell. He's come to purify a people that we would walk in his steps. He'll lead us through the valley. But there's a call here, I think, what he's saying. It's a call for action. Notice what he says there. This is going back to our text, Matthew 7. He says in verse 13, enter ye. Come on, move out, enter. It's more than a religion, it's a relationship. It's a lifestyle. Follow me, he says. He didn't say, would you please consider me? Or would you admire me? Oh, I'd love it if you just admire me. You know, there's a lot of people say, well, yeah, I believe he's kind of a great teacher. Or he's one of the great gurus of our time. And so you admire him? He didn't ask you to admire him. He didn't ask you to consider him. He said, I just want you to believe with all of your heart in me and follow me. I love that song where we sing, give me a road to travel, Lord. Give me a race that I can run. Isn't it a commitment? Just like marriage? In that relationship, so is our relationship with the Lord. I commit my life to you. I give you my life. Not just part of my heart. Not just, you know, I just want you for fire insurance, you know, because I like the world and I like what I'm doing out there. And I just want to be able to come to church every week and say I'm a Christian and have a Bible and do my thing during the week and just, you know, come on. He's saying, no, that's not the relationship I want, because there are going to be many saying, Lord, Lord, didn't we do this? Didn't we do that? He's saying, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. You never had a relationship in your heart with me. And then comes destruction to those who live the lie now. So the rubber meets the road, man. Who are you going to choose? Who are you going to live for? Who are you going to give your life to? And he's not talking about just a part of your life. He says, if you're going to gain your life, you're going to lose it in me. You're going to die. That's serious, isn't it? That's a serious commitment. But you know what? I didn't like my life anyhow before the Lord. I was a louse. I was no good. I needed to die. And you know what? I need to die daily. And all of us do. Count the cost. Have you made the decision? Are you his disciple? Is he your all in all? Give yourself to him. Why? Because he paid for your sin. It's the only way to get right with God. He's signing people up right now. Just as the Marines and the Army and the Navy and the Air Force are signing people up to go overseas, there's an enlistment going on for God's army right now. So it's time to sign up. It's time to be sealed. It's time to get settled in the Lord. It's time to enter in. Straight gate. What is that straight gate? It is to hear the call and do the work and to follow, to be a real Christian. That's the straight gate. To seek him first over everything else. It's not easy to find this gate either and to enter in. It may take days, it may take weeks, it might take months, but you need to keep seeking because there is no other way. You're not going to find any other way. And once you find it, you need to enter it. You need to commit to it. You need to trust and to hope in God and him alone. And what is that relation talking about? It's a relationship. When you wake up in the morning, you consciously are aware, good morning, Lord. You're getting close now, you see? Now you're talking to him right when you wake up. Lord, go before me today. Thank you for this beautiful day. And then through the day, you're talking to him. You're walking with him. You're sharing everything. And you're more than a conqueror. More than victorious in this travel, this road that we're on because of the relationship. It's vital. And so we're a unique, and this is where we really need to meditate upon this, child of God. You're a child of God. There's something very unique and special about that. And we're homeward bound. There's the exciting part. We're going home. This is not our home. We got a home in glory that outshines the sun. This is nothing compared to what's coming. What a hope we have. So two choices, two destinations, and then there's two groups. There's the worldly people that have no fruit. I found a scripture in Romans chapter 6, verse 21. Listen, Romans 6, 21. What fruit had you then in those things whereof you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. Think about before the Lord versus now. What fruit did we have? We didn't have any. We had death always over us. Always that fear, always that craziness. And didn't have any kind of hope, any kind of purpose. It just was, it's crazy. That end is vanity and vexation of spirit, the Bible says. Do you remember Herod? Herod was such a pompous guy. Big, showy, silver outfit. He put it on just to affect everybody, you know. And they could, when the sun hit it, whoa, he's like a god. And he was going, thank you very much. I feel like a god, you know. In fact, I think I am. And all of a sudden he fell down and his stomach burst open. It was full of worms. He was eaten on the spot. Whew, well, that didn't last long, did it? To the one who goes God's way, eternal life, satisfaction, fulfillment, peace with God, joy unspeakable and full of glory. It's so sad when I read in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. To those who don't consider their destination, the Bible says you are a fool. You are a fool if you don't consider where you're going. Their end is destruction. The wages of sin is death. David went into the sanctuary of the Lord. He began to, you know, as he was coming in, he was envying and envious over the rich, and they have so much money, and maybe I've, you know, given my life to the Lord for nothing. Then he came into the Lord in the presence of the Lord, and the Lord began to show him and open his eyes that they're sitting in slippery places. In a moment, they could be taken out into a Christless eternity. And he went, oh my gosh, I need to pray for them. They don't know you as I know you. And they need to know you because in a moment they could be taken out. The place, Mark writes in his gospel, where the worm dieth not and the fire is never quenched. To grow up in this world as a child and to grow old, to experience the fear and the horror and the torment, the waiting of the unknown, has got to be excruciating. You kind of live in your own hell on earth without Jesus, because there is no hope without him. The Christian life is one of abundance. Check this out, through tribulation. Don't you know it? Aren't you seeing it? Jesus suffered so much. Paul suffered so much. But oh, the abundance of their life. The peace, the joy through tribulation. The Bible says glory incorruptible, undefiled, never fades away, eternal in the heavens. And then the question comes up for us this morning, which road are you on? And if you don't choose this morning, guess what? You've chosen the way of destruction by not choosing, by not making a decision to give your life to the Lord. You have already chosen. That's serious, isn't it? And if you're not for him, the Bible says you're against him. To those who come his way, there is an incentive. And here's the incentive. It's a life with the few, with the chosen, with Jesus, who says, come on, follow me, follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. Come on, I want to make you just like me. That's the incentive. To experience the life. To love, to live as Jesus loved and lived. We lose nothing of value. And we gain all things, the scripture says. And the choice is his way or man's way. Did you know that all men were born on the Broadway, weren't we? It's just you got to get off the Broadway, man. Broadway's not a good place to be. You need to take a stand. You need to break away. And so the Bible says we can choose his way. There is a way, though, that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is what? It's death. That's the guys cruising by, Jesus reaching down, and they're saying, hey, what are you, nuts? I don't need to go up there. Look at those few weirdos up there. Who do they think they are? I don't know, but let's go, man. This is great. Keep going. And then all of a sudden, you begin to hear the crashing. And then you begin to hear the screams. But it's too late. It's too late. We don't save ourselves, guys. Isn't that the truth? But a choice for life in Christ, to choose Christ, reveals that I'm saved. And that's the beauty of it. I don't save myself. He saved me. He died for me. He purchased my salvation. And the Holy Spirit is the one who does the drawing. He does the revealing of sin in our own hearts, that we're not right with God. And then you become poor in spirit. You see, you're becoming now a candidate to be a child of God. You're being humbled in your own heart that you have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and that Jesus is the only way. I need to walk in the way. You need to walk in the way. And then verse 14 there, in back in our text, says that there are few that go and find it. Interesting, I looked up another scripture in Luke's gospel, chapter 13, and listen to what he says in verse 23 of Luke 13. And then said one unto him, Lord, they're speaking to Jesus, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the strait gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. I thought, that's interesting. Few that find it. But isn't it open to all? Yes, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, that could be you this morning, will believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So God knows those who are saved. That's not our business to know that, is it? God knows that. But our business is to do what verse 24 of Luke 13 says, and that's to strive to enter in. And then Romans 10, 9 and 10, the favorite. If you will just believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is your Lord, you shall be saved. Okay, you can come now. Did you unload everything? Yeah? Okay, come through. Doesn't it feel weird going through? Especially if it goes beep, you know. What? What? It's your belt. Oh, gosh. Then you go through, you know. But, oh, it feels good, man. You're clean. You just walk through, man. And you left everything behind.
So which road are you traveling on today, friend? It's not too late to get on the narrow road that leads to eternal life with God. We do that through simple faith and trust in Jesus and what he accomplished for us at Calvary. Pastor Jeff Johnson will return in just a minute or two to close out today's Sound Doctrine. For a copy of today's message on CD, give us a call at 800-353-7553. The suggested donation is $5. Again, we're here to serve you at 800-353-7553. You can also listen to our studies in Matthew's Gospel at our website and through our mobile app. We're on the web at sounddoctrineradio.org, and you can download the Sound Doctrine podcast app in the App Store or get it from Google Play. Look for Sound Doctrine wherever you get your podcasts and at oneplace.com. Here at Sound Doctrine, we're committed to helping you build your life on the sound doctrine contained in God's Word. And we have a special resource to recommend that can help you in that endeavor. It's A Passion for Jesus. This is a collection of easy-to-read daily devotions written by Kay Smith, Linnea Heitzig, Karen Johnson, Sharon Reese, Karen Pulley, Gail Mays, and more. Ladies, you'll be greatly encouraged each day as they pour out their hearts, sharing personal experiences of God's faithfulness. I think you'll find it both edifying and encouraging at the same time. Available right now at sounddoctrineradio.org. Then click on Store. Or call 800-353-7553. We're grateful for your prayers and partnership. Together, we can help people all over the world have access to sound doctrine in God's Word and grow as a result. You can make a secure donation online at sounddoctrineradio.org. Or again, call 800-353-7553. If you find these daily studies encouraging, we'd like to know. You can email us today at sounddoctrine@calvarydowney.org. Please also mention the station you listen to. That's sounddoctrine@calvarydowney.org. We'll leave you today with this verse from 2 Peter.
Finally, Peter said this in 2 Peter 1:4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these promises you might be partakers of the divine nature. By partaking of God's word, partakers of the divine nature. And then he says, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Having escaped the corruption, that's a choice on our part, isn't it? You want to escape it? You want to come out of it? You want to come out from amongst them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing? And I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord. What a choice to let him be father, to let the Lord be your best friend, and to experience the abundant life. Only one way.
A warning concerning counterfeits. Coming up next time on Sound Doctrine as our study in the Sermon on the Mount continues with Pastor Jeff. This program is presented by Calvary Chapel Downey.